from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The flagship station for New York Yankees baseball. WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Football Friday that got off to a very entertaining start last night in Kansas City. And the Kansas City Chiefs, as we knew already, are going to be a tough task for anybody to beat in the AFC first, then in the entire league, assuming that they stay healthy for the most part. Now, we'll have the Giants and the Vikings on Sunday, and then you'll also have a big Monday night with the Jets traveling to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. And for both the Giants and the Vikings, this is a critical game for their season to get started off on the right foot, because the Giants have two games that they start off with that are winnable. And then after that, every game is winnable in the NFL, you would think. But then after that, the schedule gets much, much harder. So if they get off two, and it's the Vikings, obviously, week one, and then at the Commanders. Then they have the Browns, Cowboys, Seahawks, Bengals, Eagles, Steelers. So the schedule gets harder. So if they get off to an 0-2 start somehow, or even a 1-1 start, you really want the Giants to get off to a 2-0 start to feel like they've got an opportunity to get through that next stretch. But I can guarantee you that that Kevin O'Connell is telling that same thing.
Yes, 100%,
to the Vikings,
yes.
Because if you look at their schedule, they might be 0-8. Like it's that bad. Now, I still think Sam Darnold is going to play okay. I just their schedule is insane. So, all right, so they play the Vikings, play the Giants. Then it's 49ers, Texans, Packers, Jets, Lions, Rams.
That is insane.
Oh!
Every single one of those teams, with the exception of the Giants, you could sit here and make a case that they're all going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it'll be, so for one of these two teams that aren't expected to make the postseason in the NFC, this is a critical, critical football game for them. And it's not just it's just week one situation. This is a critical game for both of them to win.
After you reading that schedule, you may want to start looking at the 2020-25 NFL draft.
Well, they already drafted that little kid from Michigan to be the quarterback of the future. So
What happens if they have a chance to draft, say, a Shedeur Sanders?
Well, they already drafted the toddler.
Yeah, I understand.
So maybe they trade the pick.
You're a toddler. I mean, like, by all accounts, he was doing well out there in Minnesota.
Oh, really?
Yes.
By all accounts?
Yeah, by the people that, you know, I've spoken to. They were very happy with him.
Okay. Well, guess we'll never know. At least not this year, huh?
Well,
he busted up his knees.
Well, the point will be is if they have a very bad year, and we'll see the quarterbacks, you know how this all works.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a number of quarterbacks that will come out of nowhere, and, you know, we'll be talking about them being top five picks.
Yeah.
And you got to believe, like, maybe the Giants, the Vikings, and the Raiders are all going to be in the mix at the top of the draft. You, at least that's what you would think now.
Yeah, I mean, I could make a better case for the Giants having a better season than the Minnesota Vikings because of there's a number of factors. One, I think the Giants' schedule is a little bit easier. And I also think that there is high-end potential for this Giants offense. And I think that their defense is going to be a little bit better than what the Vikings' defense is going to be.
I just hope their secondary, I mean, like, you know, coming right out of the gate against this wide receiving crew.
I know. That's going to be tricky.
I could see Sam Darnold throw the ball to Justin Jefferson 25 times this game.
What's the what are we looking at as far as wind on Sunday around here? Let's see.
I think Sunday's going to be a beautiful day. Tomorrow maybe a little rainy, but I think Sunday is going to be a beautiful day.
You know, you tell me, Boomer, it's not really so much about the rain, it's about the wind.
Yeah.
That's something you've taught me.
Yeah, but it's also Sam Darnold's used to playing in this stadium.
Poorly, but yes.
He saw ghosts in the stadium.
He certainly did. So if we go to But that to me is going to be a critical thing. Like if it's just this beautiful day with no wind out there, that obviously helps the Sam Darnold and the Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, T.J. Hockenson, and everybody else. Yeah, I mean it's and you know what's funny? You mentioned all those weapons that they have. They're still projected to finish fourth in the division. Now that Caleb Williams is on the Browns.
How about this? So they're projected to finish fourth in the NFC North. Meanwhile, they're favored in the game over the Giants on the road.
That is true. That is true. All right, so Sunday 71, yeah. Sunday 71, north-northwest 10 to 15. So, yeah, it's going to be perfect. It'll be perfect weather out there at East Rutherford. Yeah, so the Vikings are favored. I mean, to me, it's a classic pick-em between these two teams. I don't think either one of them are going to make much of a push, but if they are, they're going to have to win this game. And I mean, the Giants, the weaknesses for the Giants, it's clearly the biggest weakness is the secondary. And then after that, it's who is the quarterback?
Well,
who is right. Daniel Jones going right. to be?
I think that Brian Daboll calling the plays, said this through preseason, saw it when they played against Houston, a snippet of it. I think he's going to be really aggressive. I think he's going to keep the pedal to the metal, and he's going to be all over Daniel Jones. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's exactly what Daniel needs, and I think that Brian is going to be in his grill. He's going to be pushing. He's going to be trying to get the best out of him. He's not going to let him have those in-game slumps. You know, some guys go through games where, you know, three or four series will be three and out, and they'll come over to the sideline. They'll sit down. They'll get a Gatorade. They'll look at the tablet, put their helmet back on, then go back out on the field. Brian Daboll's not going to allow that to happen this year.
No.
He is going to be all over everybody. I'm telling you, because I don't feel like that he's coaching for his job, but every coach, I guess you could say, is coaching for their job. I don't feel like he's on the hot seat.
No, I don't either. I mean, I don't think that either one of those guys, Joe Shane or Brian Daboll, are on the hot seat going into this year. I mean, it could end up that way. I didn't think that Ben McAdoo was on the hot seat in that second year after he took him to the playoffs. The whole thing fell apart. I didn't think that after the 6-10 season was on the hot seat going into his second year, and he ended up talking himself out of a job. So things changed.
Yeah, but Brian Daboll's different. He's a different personality, different type of guy. He's an old school guy. He knows what's going on here. For the Jets, I think they all are playing for their jobs because they've been here for 4 years. They spent a lot of money, free agency, trades. They got the Hassan Reddick crap hanging out there. Aaron Rodgers is here. That's a completely different set of circumstances, and the NFL did them a favor with their starting schedule. But
yeah.
Maybe with the exception of Monday night, but if I were going to beat the 49ers, it would be in game one.
Certainly. You want to catch them early, as they say. I do like the over in this Giants-Vikings game, but both these secondaries have major issues. We know the Giants situation. They bring back Adoree Jackson. The Vikings ended up signing Stephon Gilmore to a one-year deal because they had a starting corner have an ACL injury, be out for the year. They also, one of their draft picks, unfortunately and tragically, passed away in the offseason. So, you know, both of these secondaries are thin. So if Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones are going to have a day,
this is it.
This is it. This is the time to do it. Maybe you'll get a 41-38 up and down shocker with these two games. That wouldn't be a shocker to me if they had.
So you like the over. What is the over under in this game?
I don't even know.
I just like it.
You just like it. You don't even know what it is?
I just feel like there's going to be points. I feel like there's going to be points. All right, stand by. The over under Giants-Vikings as I open up the FanDuel Sportsbook app, by the way, which is America's number one sportsbook app, an official partner of the NFL and official partner of WFAN.
I can give you the over under right here.
41.5.
There you go. Yeah, I could see that, definitely.
Yep.
I mean, you know, this got like 27, 24, 30 to 27 written all over it.
Yeah, damn right.
Unless, of course, those defensive ends for the Giants, Brian Burns, shows up and gets Sam a little nervous.
A little ghosty? Seeing
a little
ghosts.
Nervous.
Yeah, it's possible.
I bet you, though, his year in San Francisco really helped him. Watching Brock Purdy do what he does and... O'Connell runs a very similar offense, gets guys open, as Phil Simms was talking about when we had him on Wednesday. And, you know, there will be an ample opportunity for Sam Darnold to have a good day just simply because of the way the Vikings run their offense.
Sure. I mean, I that's going to be, if he starts playing well, everybody's going to say exactly what you just said. That year in San Francisco where he took the year off, worked with Kyle Shanahan, you know, saw that happening is what his... brought him to this particular situation and playing well. And if he's terrible, then he's done. Then he's never going to get an opportunity to start again unless there's massive injuries and he's the third quarterback on a roster, gets thrust in there like Tommy DeVito did.
Yeah, by the way, we did get another wedding invitation. I got to save
one that's actually in the future?
Yeah, I think so. I got to save the date.
There's a picture of these folks here.
Yeah.
Mackenzie and Kyle.
Yes. I think it's in October.
Yeah, it is in October.
What is it, New Jersey?
Doesn't say.
Maybe we could send Al as our representative.
Well, I don't know if it's in New Jersey or not. Let's see. By the way, is October 5th a Sunday?
I believe it's a Saturday.
A sad day?
I think so.
It is a Saturday. So they have, you know, they got a website here, but it's like impossible. It's so long.
Why don't they just, like, make it, like, their first two letters of their first names and .com?
I mean, it's thenot.com/us/Mackenzie-Dara-and-Kyle-Sandy-October-2024.
Can you cut and paste?
No, because you just handed me this thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How am I supposed to cut and paste?
Can you take a picture and cut and paste out of that?
No.
No.
I don't believe I can.
Can you take a picture... and then take a screenshot of it and then cut and paste out of that.
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Well, you know, because I'm an old man guy and I don't
know. I've never done that.
Translate an image into a URL situation.
Yeah.
I don't think you can. I'm saying.
Is there a barcode on that?
QR code? I just looked for that. No. No QR code.
Ah, come on.
I mean, I'm not typing all that crap in there.
Oh, come on. It's their big day.
I know it's their big day, but this part of it is stupid. TheKnot.com.
What if you just go to TheKnot.com and then type in one of their last names? Maybe it'll come up.
They don't even have a last name.
Come on, Mackenzie. Mackenzie should be, like, all over this. Right? I mean, like...
They sent you an invite with no last names?
Well, I didn't bring the... they sent me a save the date, which was in the invite.
You know? Oh, maybe that is their last name. Mackenzie, Dara, and Kyle Sandy. Maybe that's what it is. Mackenzie-Dara-and-Kyle-Sandy.
I mean, I think they're registered at Target. I think.
How do you know that?
I kind of think I think I saw in the invitation, like, registered at Target.
It doesn't say that anywhere. Right here.
No, not that. No, I think I had it.
Oh.
Just got it, like, 2 days ago. The wedding team and everything in between. There you go.
Dara.
There's the knot.
Are you free that day, Boor?
And no, that's what I want to send out.
Dash. We don't even know where it is yet. I'm trying to figure that out. Sandy. -OCT.
If it's 50 yards from his house, Al's in.
I don't even think that. Oh, I got it.
You got it. Okay.
It's in Georgia.
Oh, it's in Georgia. Wow.
Come on. Dallas, Georgia?
Yeah, where's that?
You can't ask us to go to Georgia. Why?
It's an adult-only event, Al, so that's good for you.
Yeah, no kids.
It's after dark wedding.
Is it a adult swinging only event?
Doesn't say that anywhere in here, right, but it could be.
You never know.
In Dallas, Georgia.
Where is Dallas, Georgia?
It's a little northwest of Atlanta, according to Google Maps.
Okay.
Next to the Jefferson Davis statue, which was toppled in 2018.
Yeah, I, guys, if this were Long Island or New Jersey.
Yeah, we would make it. Definitely.
We would have made it if it was a Long Island wedding. Because I
45 minutes outside of Atlanta.
Yeah, I had.
You know, flying into Hartsfield, that's a pain in the ass.
It really is.
Then you got to rent a car and then you got to drive. I mean, is there a welcome party? There's probably a welcome party.
I would hope so. Now, now,
do they have a registry there?
They do.
Where is it?
It's an hour from Hartsfield. Boom.
Amazon.
Oh, you can register on Amazon.
Yeah.
You want to send a gift?
You know what? I'm telling you, someone already bought that one.
What?
See, they're smart. The 30 pieces of glass food storage containers, yeah. You're going to need those.
You got to have those.
You're going to need those.
Storage containers are key.
That's the first thing that popped out to me. I'm like, you know, you want to get them something they're going to use.
How about some of that cookware that runs commercials on the CBS Sports Network?
Someone already bought them the dryer for $650.
Wow.
Good for you.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of stuff left here.
What kind of dryer did they get?
Man. What type of dryer? Hold on. It's a Kenmore.
Oh, Kenmore.
There's not a lot of stuff left.
You know, believe it or not, I still have a Maytag dryer.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it like one of one?
Like 25
years old.
The first
one ever?
I'm telling you, that was a real deal. Like, you never had to call the Maytag repairman. You don't have to call them.
I mean, the only things that are left here, there's a vacuum, there's a Ring doorbell, there's a Black and Decker cocktail maker machine.
Oh yeah, I can get that for them for free. We got a couple of those at the warehouse.
Oh, really?
You have Richie send it.
Nice, perfect. There's a Roomba. I didn't think anybody used the Roombas anymore. And then rotary cheese grater. That's all, everything that's left.
So these are all the things that they want.
Yes. Yes.
Those are the things they want.
All right.
So, I mean, we can't make it, but we can maybe send them a cheese grater. That's, I think, the way to look at it. And we would have gone.
Or the Black & Decker drink maker.
Yeah, we would have gone. If it was on Long Island or in New Jersey, we would have gone. No, we would have. 100% would have gone.
Okay.
Yeah, to this one. It's just unfortunate it's in Dallas, Georgia. I would have been there. All right, so we have Giants-Vikings tickets coming up this hour and in the 9 a.m. hour. So if you'd like to go to the game, we're going to give you an opportunity to do so. Just said it was going to be a beautiful day, and I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. So your opportunity to win some Vikings-Giants tickets coming up a little bit later this hour. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It's been a long time, but I just put together our five games that we're going to pick. I am the reigning champion this year. I finished in last place 2 years ago. I remember Spike Eskin yelling at me for that. That's your error. What about your picks? That's your error. And then I came back with a vengeance last year and won the thing.
The days of Spike.
Yeah, I will tell you, though, that it's...
Protected the talent.
Look at this. Oh, wow. That was a shot. I was looking at my record, and he said, when the PD protected the talent, I'm going to have to get into that. You guys had a really bad year. So I was 10 games over 500. Boomer was 10 games under. Jerry was 9 games under. And Youssef was 10 games under. So rough. Pretty ugly. But we can keep that. Guys want to keep that up till 10? That'd be nice on CBS Sports Network. There's no need to look at us any longer. That was the 2023 season. And I'll say this, Boomer. I just, 2 years ago, Jerry came back and won, beat Youssef, and they were both flying high. Last year, you came in third. Got a little bit of a winless streak going there, big fella. Sort of like the Jets in the playoffs.
Kind of like you running down to first base, pulling your hamstring or your quad.
Yeah, but I'm not supposed to be a softball expert.
You are the football guy in the room,
are you not?
Telling those stories last night.
You're the football guy in the room. Nobody looks at me like Shikari Richardson.
How you?
But they do look at you like Boomer
Esiason. How you fell over at your first Pike Borough tour.
That's right. That was not my fault, however. That was not my fault. And nobody expect me to be Floyd Landis. But when they do, they say, football man. Football man, lead me. Football man, give me the advice to win big money.
Well, with the number last night, I had the Chiefs and the... And laid the points.
Yeah, I'm not on the kickoff show. You guys are on the kickoff show. Yeah. Valenti's actually one of the best breaking down of football gambling guys I've ever heard.
He's unbelievable.
Yes, very, very good. So I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's right. No.
He hates the fact that I make him pick every game.
I don't like that. Well, he's smart. He stays away from the ones that don't make sense.
Yeah, the ones that don't make sense. He doesn't want to, he has no interest in, and he likes the big games. He likes
The cool games.
The cool games, just like Al.
Yeah.
So what were your cool games, by the way?
The obvious ones.
Oh, yeah, Cowboys-Browns.
Tonight.
Well, Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady. We got the Eagles-Packers tonight.
On?
Peacock.
Peacock Network.
I like when Al says it.
Peacocking.
Yes.
Then we had... couple others.
Boy, the Jets Niners.
Jets Niners, yeah. The Sunday night Rams Lions.
Yep. There's one more in there. That's four.
Miami Jacksonville.
Yes.
Oh, good call.
Miami Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems fun. I mean, a couple that are like, just a notch below, but a lot of good games. Five cool games.
What do you mean that the days of Spike Eskin, where the program director protected the talent, you slid that in there, and I honestly have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know. Just, whatever.
That's why I'm asking you. If I knew, then I'd be like, I'm not going to bring that up on the air. But the fact that I don't know, I need
just
to
bring... Like, Spike had an idea that, football season for me was extremely busy. And even without CBS NFL Today, it's just as busy during the week. And even on some weekends, it will be busy for other commitments that I have to follow through on.
Okay, so you're implying that Ryan Hurley, our new brand manager,
understand that, 6 to 9 o'clock at night dinners do not work during the week.
That's a long dinner.
Yeah. By the way, I was invited to dinner
And I said, well, is Al, Jerry, Eddie, and, you know, Gio coming to dinner? I mean, like, we're all a team. You know, like, we're all working together. I guess you guys didn't get the invite. I guess just me.
I did not.
Has to go.
I did not get an invite.
Well, I mean, but there's a lot of things you get invited to that we don't get invited to. So what makes this one different?
That I don't go to.
Yeah. Okay.
No, well, no, I totally understand. Like, I never really, when I used to call into Imus later on in his career, like 05, 06, 07, before he was let go here, like, he was always agitated and angry. You know, I never really understood why. I'm like, you got this greatest job in the world. What the hell are you so pissed off about? You got a beautiful wife. Come on. The world's great for you. And now, as I settle into my 60s, and I'm here as long as he was here, now I understand why people get agitated.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why.
Of course. It's the grumpy old man spot.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
And I'm allowed to be grumpy every now and then. Right.
All right, Jerry, let's hear it, man.
Now, we are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And boy, oh boy, we had some fun last night in the end in Kansas City.
Shotgun snap. He moves up in the pocket. Right tackle block. He runs around in a circle. Cocks his arm. Throws in the end zone. It's caught in the back of the end zone with the feet down. Likely got it. Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown!
And that was Kevin Harlan. Oh, he's a fan.
Just go back to the beginning of that. And if you watch the replay, we can watch the replay here when he's doing it. It's unbelievable how he gets everything in, including he runs around in a circle.
No, I know.
Shotgun snap. He moves up in the pocket. Right tackle block. He runs around in a circle. Cocks his arm, throws in the end zone.
Ridiculous.
Yep. He's so good. You know what's also great about that highlight, by the way, is I understand that the Chiefs mascot's always going to be siding with the Chiefs, but the fact that this giant fat wolf dressed in Zumba pants and a Hawaiian shirt gets the call right. Where he's going out, and the ref is going touchdown. Like, it's just, watch this. I mean, one guy in this frame gets the call right. Which one is it? Here's the mascot, out. And the ref comes in, touchdown.
That is pretty funny.
Man, you know, the amazing thing is that mascot dresses like Andy Reid dresses.
Yeah, that's right. I just figured that out now. I just, with that Hawaiian shirt.
Not too bad. Now, here's in Baltimore how it sounded as the radio guys watched the replay and the announcement.
His right toe looks like it might be on the line. Isaiah Likely, if the play stands, we'll find out here. Here's referee Sean Hockley.
The runner's toe hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over. Kansas City has won.
And in a game of inches, it comes down to 1 inch.
There you go.
Wow.
How about that?
So who do you think the Chiefs play next Sunday?
The Raiders.
Isn't the Bengals?
It's the Bengals. Nice. It's the CBS doubleheader. That would be a cool game, right, Al? Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely a cool game. Yeah.
That it?
What was that?
That's it.
Oh. Here's Andy Reid. So 27-20 the final. It ends.
All right,
that
I'll ask
way.
You a question. Who's the backup quarterback to Patrick Mahomes?
Who are you asking?
Not you.
I feel like I'm going to know this when you say it. Oh, man.
Or at least pretend when you say it that you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the guy who was there for many years and then retired recently.
No, because he was out there with one of their Super Bowl trophies last night. That's Chad Henne.
That's right.
Oh, I would have been wrong.
Yeah, he retired before last season.
You were going to say Chad Henne?
I was. Yes, I was.
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Carson Wentz.
Oh, I knew it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We could still be sitting here Tuesday. You wouldn't have gotten Carson Wentz. Here's Andy Reid. What a start to the season.
Thank you to the fans. They were great today, as they always are. But what a wild environment down there.
Yep,
and what Baltimore a wild Baltimore ran up 452 total yards.
Good day.
Yes, I have a Buckley's lozenge in my mouth.
Are you getting sick?
No, I was out last night doing something. And
having a dinner.
Some-
Oh man!
Yeah. By the way, I did have dinner. You know where I had dinner last night? Restoration Hardware in the Meatpacking District. They have a great restaurant on top of their store,
and it's called Restoration Hardware, or is it called something else?
Yeah, you think it's called Home Depot or something?
I
think he's asking, is it a restoration with another name on top restaurant. Of it?
Oh, okay.
It's beautiful up there.
All right. I don't know what to do with that, but okay. Glad you enjoyed yourself.
The food was great.
Yeah, it comes right up. Restoration Rooftop.
Yeah.
You didn't go to Gnocchi on 9th?
No, I was going to go Gnocchi on 9th, but I decided to go to Restoration Rooftop.
Sounds good.
Because I'm
nice
a rooftop type of guy.
Certainly, know? Yes.
Especially this time of year.
Mm. It's called RH Rooftop Restaurant.
Okay. Very good.
Very good. Very, very good. And a great place. Got a great vibe. Since we're all into vibes these days. It's a vibe.
Yeah. Hashtag it's a vibe.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, 27-20. The Chiefs wind up winning. We can move on. We also got the Eagles-Packers tonight in Brazil. Monday, the Jets take on the Niners. Aaron Rodgers is going to see Leonard Floyd. He's the one that made the tackle on him last year where he got the Achilles injury. Here's Rodgers.
I've always enjoyed some side conversation with Leonard over the years. He's a great player. I've played against him on a couple of different teams now. I hope he doesn't in any way feel responsible for that at all. He's a stand-up guy.
Apparently, he's gotten some nasty messages, as you can imagine, over the last year from probably Jet fans, I would think. And, yes, they will see each other on Monday night. Also, of course, Sunday at 1, you got the Giants and the Vikings. Here's your QB there, G. Sam Darnold and his expectations.
For our entire team to go out there and do what we've been doing all camp, just execute at a high level and, take it one snap at a time. And I think if we do that, we can have success.
We shall see. Also,
sure
Sunday.
Man right there. Right
yeah.
There. Come into his own.
You better hope so. Better hope so. And then, of course, Cowboys-Browns Sunday. It certainly sounds like Dak Prescott's reps and the Cowboys continue to work around the clock trying to get a deal done before Sunday. So
5 years, we shall see. $300 million.
It's a lot of money. How do they fit that under this cap? Is it just knowing it's going to go up?
It's going to go up, and they'll give them a huge contract. The other thing, too, is like the team. I'm thinking the team CFO is probably saying to the owner, look, if you could just wait another week, you can maybe make another $5 million on your interest before you have to put this money into escrow to guarantee the amount that you're going to guarantee.
Sure.
I wonder if he should, by all accounts, get the largest guarantee in league history, I would think.
Well, all the guarantees seem to be going up, up, and up, so you would think so if he gets $300 million. Yankees in Chicago today against the Cubs. First pitch on the Fan at 2:20. Luis Gil expected to make the start. We did find out John Sterling will come back to do the game's final week of the season and the playoffs. Here's the Mets situation. They play the Reds over the weekend starting tonight. Sean Manaea the star. They are now tied with the Braves for the third wild card spot. Atlanta lost to Colorado 3-1. They are two back in the loss column to both San Diego and Arizona. The Giants beat the Diamondbacks 3-2, and the Tigers, an out away from losing in San Diego, instead pulled it out.
3-2, swinging a fly ball left field. This one's deep. Profar's going back. Still going. He's looking up. And it's gone! Unbelievable! Two outs, ninth inning, down three with two strikes. Parker Meadows' grand slam gives the Tigers a lead.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they wound up winning 4-3.
So the point being is that every team goes through these just gut-wrenching losses.
Apparently so.
Yes.
Happens all over the place. So Tigers and Padres continue their series tonight in San Diego. Arizona now goes to Houston, and the Braves take on the Blue Jays this weekend. An American, Jessica Pegula, did advance into the U.S. Open Finals, came back to win in three sets over Carolina Macova. She will not play American Emma Navarro, though she lost to Arina Sabalenka. So that will be your women's U.S. Open Final.
All right, thank you, Jerry. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Built for Tough Studio.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So you know me, for an event, I like to step it up a little bit with an entertaining outfit. Occasionally, like the boat party, I had the American flag overalls on and
for the first Boomer and Geo Live. We went to the Leatherman, and I got some leather pants and a leather jacket. I had the American flag suit on at the kickoff to summer, so I'm judging this burlesque show, as I said, tomorrow over at Fire Island. I was like, I gotta wear something. I gotta you know, step it up a little. I can't show up there in a hooded sweatshirt.
You're judging it. You're not in it.
Exactly, but I want to be. It's an entertaining thing. They had me there.
Okay,
I'm gonna help entertain. Right?
Did you come up with something?
I did. Yeah. So I went to Shinesty's website, of course, the home of the ball hammock pouch underwear, and they make men's suits, which is where I got the American flag one for kickoff to summer. So I'm scrolling. I'm like, man, what would be the right thing to do for this particular event?
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
And, of course, each judge is there on behalf of a charity. So I'm there on behalf of the Boomer Esiason Foundation.
Better represent.
And I'm looking, I'm like, start a football season, Boomer Esiason Foundation, burlesque show. How about the Bengal Tiger suit?
Oh, I like it.
How about that, huh? What do you think of this one? Huh? Bengal Tiger suit.
That is awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, by the way, I think leopard prints are in this year.
Yeah, but this is
a tiger. It's a
this
little,
is definitely tiger.
Yeah, legit.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a tiger.
You're gonna look good. Can you put it on right now? Just see what it looks like.
Well, yeah. I mean, I got to.
I mean, keep that. No, you keep that sweatshirt on.
All right.
Might be a little tight.
Toit.
A little tight.
What's in there? What are you pulling out of there?
I'm just unbuttoning it.
Okay. Oh yeah, baby.
Oh,
let's
go. You're gonna look good.
Let's go. Oh yeah. Huh? Huh? A little tight. A little tight because of hooded sweatshirt. What do you think?
I think it's gonna stand out.
Better. Hey, listen, I got to compete with people pulling pearl necklaces out of there. You know what? So I got to be able to stand out a little bit.
Right.
Oh, baby.
Vagina.
Maybe I'll wear the Team Boomer thing underneath. It'll be a full blown. Nah, it doesn't really work.
I think you got to wear a black shirt. You got a black shirt?
Of course. Wear a black shirt.
Either a black shirt or a white shirt, but maybe, I think black. Looks good.
I know. And here are the pants, by the way. So I got full-blown pants as well. It's not just the suit jacket.
So you're going to really fit in.
Let me tell you, Shinesty, they do a spectacular job of Shinesty here on all, like, crazy things like this. So if you want to dress up for like a Kentucky Derby party or anything Christmas, they got
masquerade.
Yeah, it's fun. Or Christmas.
Well, you bought the yellow suit from them, right?
Yeah, the yellow suit because you love yellow so much. I bought
love
that from
yellow.
Them as well. All right, let's get a call in or two here. Let's go to Brian, who's in Harding, New Jersey, wants to talk about the game last night. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, how's it going? Boomer and Geo. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Brian.
What's happening, Brian?
First of all, Boomer, I just want to know if you're enjoying that Precious Achiuwa rookie card, because that thing is going to be worth millions.
Oh, you were the guy.
Did you send it?
That was me. Yeah, I sent you that. I'm just letting you guys know I'm stacking up more cards, more Precious Achiuwa rookie cards.
Perfect. I got it right here, man. I'm holding it.
Listen, I got to run real quick because I'm about to tee off in about 10 minutes.
But good for you.
I wanted to get your opinion on last night, right before the half, a thing that's going around the internet is that Steve Spagnuolo called a timeout when he wasn't supposed to, and the refs just seemed to let it go. Whereas, like, you know, they seem to be calling all these, you know, illegal formation tallies on the Ravens all night. I just wanted to get your opinion on it, and I'll hang up and listen.
You know, my opinion on it is that the head coach is supposed to be calling the timeouts.
Right.
And, you know, they blew it.
Yeah,
I tell you.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, this illegal formation thing was a point of emphasis, just like illegal contact was all those years ago.
You know,
and they like to make a statement early on.
They do, and they want to make sure everybody realizes, because this is a point of emphasis. And the thing about it is, like, and it wasn't really discussed last night, but then again, it was so close. And, you know, Chris was exasperated with it, and I would have been too, because I want my offensive tackles to be able to have a fair chance, especially when you are the road team in Arrowhead, you know, and that's, they kept calling it on the Ravens there early on. And their feet were lined up, like Ronnie Stanley's feet were lined up with the guard next to him.
He was doing the lean back.
He was just doing the lean back. They want the guy bending at the waist, and they want the head to basically break that plane of the center's waist, essentially is what it is. So as the game wore on, you saw John Harbaugh screaming, you know, get him to move up. But it wasn't that. Get him to bend down or lean forward is really more like it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.